我们今天要讲的题目是成为造就门徒的人，招呼来效法耶稣的服事。
Today the sermon title is Living as a Disciple Maker, called to serve like Jesus.
特别为Pastor Matthew 写的，也是为我们每个人写的。
This is for Pastor Matthew as well as for all of us.
在这感恩主日我们带着满心感谢的来到主面前，为神在我们教会所施的恩典感恩，也特别为他呼召刘廷辉传道而感恩。
On this Sunday of Thanksgiving, we come before the Lord with hearts full of gratitude, giving thanks for the grace God has shown to our church, and especially for His calling of Pastor Matthew Lau.
今天我们按立他成为牧师。主的仆人，福音的传道人。
Today we ordain him as a pastor, a servant of the Lord, and a preacher of the gospel.
案例哈，这个案例里不是毕业典礼哈，而是进入更深的服事的呼召。
Ordination is not a graduation, but rather a step into a deeper calling to serve.
这个要活出活出做门徒的 生命来，并且去造就门徒，这个呼召不单单是给每一个牧师的哈，也更是给我们每一位跟随耶稣基督的信徒。
This calling to live the life of a disciple and to make disciples is not just for a pastor, but for every believer who follows Jesus Christ.
我们刚读了约翰福音十三章嘛，那耶稣向我们显明，在神国度里啊，真正的伟大是从谦卑的服事而来的。
We just read John chapter 13, and Jesus reveals to us that true greatness in God's kingdom comes from humble service.
在当时的这个巴勒斯坦地区啊。马路不像现在都甚至人行道马路都不是这样铺好的哈。
In the back then area of Palestine, the roads and sidewalks were not paved like what we have today.
所以人们出门的时候都是走在这个尘土飞扬的这个马路上哈。
And people they walked on dusty roads.
那洗澡很多都是去澡堂洗澡哈，出来走在路上那个脚就立刻都脏了。
And bathing was mostly done in public bathhouses. So after bathing, when they came out to walk on the road, their feet got dirty.
因为那时候鞋子也都是像凉鞋一样是镂空，不是包脚的嘛。
Because they wear sandals, not covering the whole feet.
所以在那时的文化中，接待客人第一件事他进门不是给倒茶水，先给他洗脚脚很脏。
Therefore, in the culture back then, the first thing they did do to receiving guests is not to pour them a cup of tea, but to wash their feet.
那这是仆人做，也是极其就是非常卑微的一件事情。
And this was usually done, by the most humble servant.
而耶稣这位主也是夫子，就是做老师的、做主的亲自为门徒洗脚，这不只是谦卑的行动，更是一个属灵的教导。
But Jesus, the Lord and teacher, he personally washed the feet of his disciples. So this is not only an act of humility, but a spiritual teaching.
那么再来看刚刚我们念的这个约翰福音十三章的六到十节这边那彼得就说主你洗我的脚吗？他不敢当他觉得很不好。
So we can take a look at this chapter 13, somewhere around 6 and 10, we can see that Peter asked Jesus, Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
但是耶稣说什么？我若不洗你，你就与我无份
But Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me."
彼得也很可爱。那我手我头全部要洗
And Peter then said, okay, then how about the whole, everything about me? Can you wash all of myself?
那就是说，洗过澡的人只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
But Jesus told him, those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean.
所以我们看这段话，我们就知道啊，洗脚不是表面就做件事啊，更是在这里告诉我们，是用神的话语洁净人的生命的。
So this conversation helps us understand that washing feet is not just a physical act, but also a way of purifying one's life with God's word.
所以在这里不是只是讲身体的干净啊，是在属灵里提醒我们已经信主的人哈，我们是受洗的时候，我们已经借着洗礼见证我们自己是接受了耶稣基督宝血洗净的人。
So this is not just about a physical cleanness, but also a spiritual reminder for all of us. For those who have already believed in the Lord, we through baptism we were already cleansed.
但是我们仍然是活在这个充满罪恶与世代的试探的世界里，我们就像洗过澡的人走在尘土上，他脚一定脏，你我一样。我们在这个世界上，哪怕我们已经神赦免我们罪洗净了，我们每一天的思想、言语、行为，难免在罪恶之中了。
But we still live in a world full of sin and temptation, just as a person who had just taken a bath, starts walking on a dusty ground, their feet will get dirty, and so will we, because we live in this world full of sin.
所以我们要让主的话语来洁净我们，我们就好在圣灵的帮助下，常常的怎么样认罪悔改。
Therefore, we all need to let the Lord's word cleanse us hearts continuously. And then we confess our sins and repent constantly.
这提醒我们做门徒的，不只是我们彼此服侍好外，我们就是外在的服侍，更是彼此要用神的话语来怎么样，来勉励，来洁净，来建立，使我们在真理中一同成长。
This reminds us that as disciples, we should not only serve one another, but also encourage, purify, and build each other up with God's word, so that we may grow together in truth.
我不会期望这个 Pastor Matthew 去洗每个人的脚哈。
I don't expect to see Pastor Matthew washing everybody's feet.
但是我却期望他谦卑地用神的话语来帮助弟兄姊妹，在主的恩典中不断地让我们弟兄姊妹被洁净、被建立，成为合神心意的门徒。
But I do expect him to humbly use God's word to help brothers and sisters who will be cleansed continually and built up in the Lord's grace, becoming disciples pleasing to God.
今天的信息我用三点来说明门徒造就者的生命与侍奉。
And today, in today's message, I'll use three points to explain the life and ministry of disciple makers.
第一点是门徒造就者呢，是以谦卑的服侍来，是效法耶稣的基督的榜样哈。
The first point is that disciple makers serve with humility, following Jesus' example.
刚刚我们读的在约翰福音十三章的十四节，这边说，耶稣说哈，我是你们的主，你们的夫子尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
In John chapter 13, verse 14, it says, Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
我知道有些啊教会或者是 mission 这个宣道的组织，他们有时候就会真的啊让洗脚来啊提醒大家要谦卑。
And there's some missionaries or in some churches, they actually do wash the feet of the people to remind themselves of their mission.
我觉得也挺好的。
And this is a good thing.
但我更希望他们真的明白这圣经之真理，知道他们要用神的话语谦卑的来彼此洁净，谦卑的来在神面前蒙洁净而得成长。
But I hope that people understand the true meaning behind this act, which is to use God's word to cleanse each other so that everyone can be built up.
主耶稣以洗脚的行动为我们立下了谦卑服事的榜样。
Jesus set an example of humble service by washing his disciples' feet.
当主耶稣为门徒洗脚的时候，他做的是一个仆人所做的事。这不仅是一个象征性的行动，而是他一生主耶稣的领导方式的一个写照。
When Jesus washed his disciples' feet, he did what a servant does. But this is not merely a symbolic act. It is a reflection of his life and his leadership style.
主耶稣要我们用谦卑的态度来带领别人。
Jesus instructed us to lead others with a humble attitude.
Matthew, as you step into your pastoral calling, remember, leadership in the kingdom is not about status, but about service. Walk humbly before God. Love his people deeply and lead from your needs.
Matthew, 当你踏入牧师的呼召时，请记住，天国里的领袖地位不在于身份，而在于服事。要谦卑地行在神面前，深爱他的子民，并以谦卑的心带领他们。
弟兄姐妹，我们也被呼召来效法耶稣基督的榜样。真正的造就门徒，不在于有多少人来跟从我们，而在于我们如何忠心地奉基督的名来服侍他人。
Brothers and sisters, we too are called to follow Jesus' example. True discipleship is seen not in how many following us, but in how faithfully we serve others in Christ's name.
第二点我要说的是，门徒造就者活出基督之爱的榜样。
The second point is disciple makers model Christ-like love.
主耶稣的爱不仅是言语，更是行动。在门徒造就者，我们来 make disciples 时候，也当活出这样的榜样。
The love of the Lord Jesus was not only in words but also in actions.And his disciple makers should live up this example.
所以耶稣为门徒洗脚，这是爱的具体的表现。他那屈尊服旧、忠心服侍、舍己牺牲的爱。
Jesus washing his disciples' feet was a concrete revelation of love, a love of humility, faithful service, and self-sacrifice.
这是他向门徒就真实的显露他的心情，就活生生的见证。
This is a living testimony of his heart being revealed to his disciples.
那在约翰福音十三章的第一节后面这边啊，圣经描述这个深厚的爱，他说他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
In John chapter 13, verse 1, it explains Jesus' deep love to the world. It says, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
这里看到耶稣基督设下的这个服事的榜样，这个根基是什么？是一种坚忍的爱，持久的爱，完全舍己的爱。
And we can see that this is the kind of love that is the foundation of his ministry. A love of endurance, a love of self-sacrifice.
Matthew, may your ministry be rooted in love. Love for God, love for His word, and love for people. Ministry is not sustained by skill, but by love that flows from the heart of Christ.
Matthew, 愿你的事工扎根于爱，爱神，爱他的话语，而且爱人。事工的维系不在于技巧，而在于基督心中涌流的爱。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，耶稣说，你们若彼此相爱，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。愿我们的教会因这切实可行、耐心忍耐、以基督为中心的爱，而让周遭的人都知道，哈，因此而闻名。
Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus said, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Let our church be known for love that is practical, patient, and Christ-centered.
第三点我要说的是，门徒造就者每日活出福音，就是言行一致哈。
The third point is that disciple makers live out the gospel daily in word and in action.
耶稣的榜样提醒我们啊，福音不只是我们嘴巴传讲哈，我们更是每天活出来。
Jesus' example reminds us that gospel is not just something to be preached, but something to be lived out in our daily lives.
在约翰福音十三章十五节这边，耶稣说：“我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。”
In John chapter 13, verse 15, Jesus said, "I have set you an example."That you should do as I have done for you.
所以我们传的福音啊，是要成为我们活出来的，活出来每一个谦卑和顺服的举动，都成为我们活生生的讲道。
The gospel that we preach must become the gospel we live. Every act of humility and obedience becomes a living sermon.
Matthew.Preach your word faithfully, but also embody the word daily. Let your life, marriage, and ministry reflect the grace and truth of Christ.
Matthew, 忠心传讲神的话语，也要每天活出神的话语。愿你的生命、婚姻和侍奉都反映出基督的恩典和真理。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，让我们每个人都活出门徒造就者的生命。用言语和行为来分享基督。
Dear brothers and sisters, let each one of us live as disciple makers, sharing Christ through both our words and our actions.
在约翰福音十三章的十七节，耶稣是这样说的哈：“你们既知道这事，若去行，就有福了。”
In John chapter 13, verse 17, Jesus said, "Now that you know these things."You will be blessed if you do them.
无论是被案例，被耶稣，每个人耶稣对我们的呼召其实都是一样的。
Whether you are ordained or not, the calling of Jesus is the same.
需要我们谦卑的来服侍。
Serve with humility.
以真诚来相爱。
Love with sincerity.
以忠心来活出我们的信仰，我们的福音。
Live the gospel faithfully.
耶稣的应许是什么？真正的祝福，真正的福分，不是从被人服侍而来，而是因奉耶稣的名去服侍他人。
And Jesus promised this. True blessing comes not from being served, but from serving others in Jesus' name.
当我们今日献上感恩的时候，让我们也再次的委身于基督的使命，去爱，去服侍，并且去造就门徒，生养门徒。
As we give thanks today, we also recommit ourselves to the mission of Christ, to love, to serve, and to make disciples.
At this time, I would like to invite Pastor Matthew Lau to stand and come forward. Yeah, 还是翻。
那我们现在就请麦基牧师走上前来。
As we give thanks for God's calling upon his life, we now present him before the Lord and this congregation to receive the charge of ordination. Okay, it's okay. 当我们在这个为他啊献上这个感恩哈啊，为他的蒙召献上感恩，我们让他在这里，在神的面前，在会众的面前啊，我们他来接受这个候选人的勉励。对不起，没关系，不烦，不要烦。这我就可以 step one step up。Pastor Matthew, today you are being set apart for the ministry of the gospel. Remember that this calling is first and most a call to follow Jesus, to serve, not to be served, to shepherd, not to seek recognition, to love, even when it costs. Preach the word with truth and grace. Care for God's people with compassion and integrity. Lead not by power, but by example. Be steadfast in prayer, faithful in service, and humble in spirit. As Paul said to Timothy, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season.Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. May your life and ministry always point others to Christ, the servant king, who washed his disciples' feet and gave his life for the world.Now I would like to invite Pastor John and deacons to come forward as we lay hands on Pastor Matthew, praying that God will anoint him with his spirit and bless his ministry for the glory of Christ and the building up of his church.
现在请约翰牧师和我们教会的领袖们上前，让我们一起为Matthew 牧师按手祷告，求神用圣灵膏抹他，祝福他的事工，荣耀基督，建立神的教会。
谢谢。Gracious and Almighty God, we come before you today with a heart full of thanksgiving, lifting up Pastor Matthew as he is set apart for the ministry of the gospel. Lord, you have called him, shaped him, and sustained him through these years of faithful service in our church. Now,In this sacred moment, we ask that your spirit rest mightily upon him, granting wisdom to shepherd your people, courage to proclaim your word, and humility to serve as Christ served. May his life and ministry be marked by love, integrity, and steadfast devotion to you. Strengthen him in times of trial, encourage him in seasons of weariness, and fill him with joy, and he leads others to follow Jesus. We dedicate Pastor Matthew to you, O Lord, for the glory of Christ and the building up of your church. May his ministry bear lasting fruit, and may your name be exalted through all he does. We pray this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity for our church to honor one of your faithful servants, Pastor Matthew. We thank you for bringing him to our church family and blessing our brothers and sisters with his sincere care and concern. We thank you for walking alongside him in his own spiritual journey while we continue to write the story of our church. We have seen how you have blessed him abundantly, and we praise you for your goodness. We ask that you continue to strengthen and grow Pastor Matt's faith and his gifts and talents for you. May you continue to watch over him, Sophina, and their growing family. May you use them to bless everyone around them, not just those in our church, but their extended family, co-workers, and neighbors. And may the brothers and sisters of this church support his spiritual life and ministry while we also work together to further your kingdom in this area and beyond. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Dear Lord, we thank you for Pastor Matt. We ask that you grant him compassion for the people in his church, wisdom to preach your word with boldness and clarity, strength to lead and to endure challenges, and joy of spiritual fulfillment that comes from seeing the result of his ministry. Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, dear God, thank you so much for giving your shepherd, Matthew Love, a heart after your own heart. May he shepherd your flock with knowledge and wisdom. May God, the fountain of hope, fill you with joy and peace through your faith in him. And may your hope continually increase through the power of the Holy Spirit. Serve him with a pure heart and a holy life. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day, Lord. We lay hands on our brother, Pastor Matt. Lord, we pray a special blessing on him, Lord. We pray that you would increase his gifts through the laying on of hands. Lord, that you would grant him a double portion. A double portion of the giftings, Lord, that you've placed on Pastor Lee and myself. Lord, from the pastors who've gone before us, who've laid hands on us, Lord, all the way back to the apostles. Lord, that Pastor Matt would be endued with the power from on high. Lord, from you, Lord Jesus, directly from your throne. That he'd have that double portion today, just as Elijah passed on that double portion to Elisha. Lord, that Pastor Matt would do great things, Lord, in your kingdom. And raise up a generation of servants, Lord, a new generation of devoted servants. Thank you for Pastor Matt. Thank you for the giftings, Lord, from you. Thank you for what you're doing here in this church. May your blessings abound, Lord, from on high, Lord, to each one of us. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let's pray again. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ, our chief shepherd.
主耶稣基督，我们的大牧者。
We thank you for this sacred moment and for the calling you have placed upon Pastor Matthew.
我们感谢你赐予我们这神圣的时刻，也感谢你对刘廷辉牧师的呼召。
We ask now that your spirit continue to rest upon him, granting wisdom to lead, compassion to shepherd, and strength to serve faithfully in your name.
我们现在恳求你的圣灵继续临到他身上，赐予他智慧去引领，怜悯去牧养，以及力量去忠心的奉你的名服侍。
May his ministry bear fruit that glorifies you.
愿他的事工结出荣耀你的果实。
May his life reflect the humility and love of Christ. And may this church walk together in unity and joy under your care.
愿他的一生彰显基督的谦卑和爱。愿这间教会在你的眷顾下合一喜乐的同行。
Now, O God, O Lord, we commend Pastor Matthew into your hands, trusting that you who began a good work in him will carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
主啊，我们现在把刘牧师交托在你手中，相信你在他里面动了善功，也必成全这功。直到耶稣基督的日子。
We pray this blessing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
我们是奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名祈求这样的祝福。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 现在我希望大家一起起立来献上这一段我们肯定与委身的回应。Please stand with me.
Stand up.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we witness of God's word today, do you affirm and receive Pastor Matthew as our ordained minister, called to shepherd and serve among us?
We do. Thanks be to God.
OK. 弟兄姐妹，身为今天神工作的见证人，你们是否认同并接受刘廷辉牧师为我们案例的牧师，蒙召牧养和服侍我们？
我们认同，感谢神。
感谢神的信实与呼召。Praise be to the God for his faithfulness and calling.请坐，请坐哈。我们要献花哈。我们 go to present a flower to the wife. Okay, to Sophia. Yeah. Well, God bless the whole family and thanks for the.Be a good partner to Matthew.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, yeah. 我们下面是Pastor Matthew 要跟我们他的testimony哈。Yeah.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Matthew Lau, associate pastor here at Emmanuel Chinese Christian Church. And I thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the opportunity to be standing before you by the grace and mercy of our Father in heaven, through the power and wisdom of the Holy Spirit on this special occasion. Thank you all for coming here, family and friends alike, and supporting me on this day of ordination. For those who don't know me, I'm husband to my wife, Sophina. I'm son to my father and mother, Anthony and Debbie. I'm brother to my sister and brothers, Kat, Eric, and Pat. I'm uncle to my nephew and nieces, Ethan, Kayla, and Casey. My family is how God primarily molded me into who I am today. They helped shape the way I lived at home, learned in school, served at church, and worked in my vocation. So with my family's support, I became a Christian, and after years of pharmacy, answered God's call to ministry. There was a period of wandering for a few years after coming back to New Jersey from seminary, trying to find the right church home. This was a time where I was supported by my family and closest friends, who are here, and former mentor, pastor, because it was not easy for me to find my way. So I appreciate that this spiritual family here at ECCC was willing to take a chance on me 3 years ago, being single, almost 40, with little pastoral experience on my resume. I was glad to join a church led by our senior pastor Lee, who is a good mentor with a vision that I embraced over time. I was thankful for how welcoming the members of this church family were to me, and I was comforted knowing, though small in number, the hearts of the coworkers are very big. They were so big that I was awed when everyone joined hands in hosting mine and Sophina's wedding here and in the reception next door at Camp Riverbend. It was another affirmation in a long line of many that this is the spiritual family that God has called me and now Sophina to help grow together. If you knew our stories before we met each other, you could see how God moved behind the scenes to bring me and Sophina together. Though it is not always smooth, God has blessed us in our journey together, and it is my prayer that He will use us together to bless this church in the same way the church has blessed us. So God has given me different identities over the years. Son, brother, uncle, pastor, husband, expecting father, for which I was not perfect, but I always tried my best. And now by His will, I am being ordained Reverend Matthew Lau, for which I will continue to do my best by God's grace. This moment does not belong to me alone, so in the spirit of thanksgiving, I want to express my utmost gratitude and appreciation to my childhood family and the family that's joined us along the way, for giving me my start in life and ministry, to my wife Sophina for accepting the call to be my suitable helper, to my closest friends for their confidence and accountability, to this spiritual family here at ECCC for accepting me as an entrusted elder, and to God for His steadfast love and His faithfulness to His people. So to God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Now, Pastor Lee's family would like to dedicate a song to Pastor Matthew and Sophina.
这诗歌的名字叫献上活祭, My Living Sacrifice.
The song's name is My Living Sacrifice.
这是将近30年前, 我被案例时候, 我们全家, 在案例时候所献的诗,
it was a song that my whole family and I sang at my ordination ceremony nearly 30 years ago when I was ordained as a pastor.
我很感恩神悦纳我们的心志哈, 祝福我们至今全家都在神的恩典中，在教会里服事。
I'm so grateful that God has accepted our aspiration and blessed our family to this day, letting us serve in the church in His grace.
我祈求爱我们的神同样的悦纳与祝福 Matthew 跟 Sophina 的心志。
I pray that our loving God will also accept and bless Pastor Matthew and Sophina's aspiration.
在神的恩典中建立一个侍奉主讨神喜悦的家。
So that in His grace, they may build a family that serves the Lord and pleases the Lord.
等下我们会先唱诗歌的第一节，然后我们欢迎有同样心志的弟兄姊妹一起站立跟我们一起唱第二节哈。
Our family will sing the first verse, and then we welcome all brothers and sisters who share the same aspiration to stand up and sing along with us in the second verse.
Thanksgiving benediction. May the Lord fill your hearts with thanksgiving and peace. May His grace abound in your homes, His love guide your service, and His glory shine through this church. Go in gratitude and joy, serving the Lord with gladness. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, 在上。